This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things each week that make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
We're all back together again, finally.
We have reassembled the full Voltron the podcast.
We've all aged years wearing small half-moon reading glasses and streaks of white in our hair.
Yeah, we all had our own separate montage before we started, like before we came in today. Yeah. Like we were all chopping wood in like a cabin, and then like a chopper came down and was like, "We need you back one last time."
Yeah.
And we were all, each of us was like, "Said we didn't do that anymore."
One last podcast.
Yeah. And we all had
could
big,
not
we all
be
had,
less impactful.
Yeah, we all had huge beards.
Yes,
somehow.
All of us. Yeah. So huge beards.
We all had to
you
shave.
Both had huge beards. I was clean shaved. Weirdly enough, I had to grow mine back out.
You had to grow yours in the while the mirror was steamed. So then you could wipe the mirror and then it's back as opposed to. Yeah.
Speaking of aging, also thanks to everybody who came to Karma on Friday for Patty's birthday show. We had
a couple different
podcasts. People come through very cool.
How was that? Did you guys have fun? I'm sorry I missed it.
It was good. In the most Karma occurrence of all, like afterwards, there were just like tons of cops at the bar.
No
one would tell us why. So we're like, okay, goodbye.
It wasn't totally clear. Yeah. The description I got after the fact was, they've really been fucking with us a lot recently. Not really sure.
They keep saying what we're doing is illegal.
Yeah. Not really sure what that means. Kind of confusing.
We can't sell poppers in the bathroom.
Come to Karma before the venue gets shut down.
Well, unrelated to this, I have on authority from management. This is unrelated to what happened last week. There will not be Karma this week. There's another event that booked up the space. We'll be back in 2 weeks on the 27th or whatever. Another, so just in case anybody is getting any bright ideas about coming down.
Short-term booking.
No momentum, all right? We're starting fresh in 2 weeks.
Dennis Leary's having his birthday party in the fucking smoke basement.
Yeah.
And just, hey.
They're all eating steaks down there and shit. I wouldn't eat down there personally.
Eating a steak in a cigarette filled room.
That was very intentional in that, like, I got a cake that said Mr. Belvedere Sound as well, and there was a real reason that I didn't bring it to Karma because I was like, even in a closed box, this is gonna like absorb. You'd cut it open and a puff would come out. Also, I was so proud of this fucking subterfuge I did because I don't. We don't go out and eat cake a lot, Patty.
No,
I don't know. We don't go out and gorge on desserts.
Not cake related.
So I didn't know Patty's cake preferences. So I did this bit of subterfuge in a group chat where I was just like, "Boys poll, what's everybody's favorite candy bar?" And then you were like Milky Way. So I was like, "All right, chocolate and caramel."
Okay.
And I fucking figured it out. And basically, I'm a spy, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that really, in retrospect, does stand out as a weird thing to ask.
Yeah.
Boys poll.
At the time, it was like, fine. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to check with the guys.
Yeah.
That's just...
Having an argument here at the office.
What you've described is effective espionage, where at the time it seems normal. When you look back, you're like, James Bond? That's the name of that MI6 guy.
Now I'm worried about why other people were asking how people piss, like through the fly or over the waistband.
Yeah. That's for another surprise.
No, that's normal. That's not for any reason. That's just there's literally an argument in the office.
I'm having a painting commissioned of you pissing into a urinal.
Everyone at urinals, but they're facing the front of the... Yeah, that's exactly.
They're turning around behind them as they pee. Yeah, smiling at the painter.
Yeah.
So anyway, so no Karma Friday. To the few of you that have been thinking about that.
We've clearly made it sound like a can't-miss event.
That's pretty fun.
People are very disappointed.
I mean, in a way, it is. Because
that's right.
A lot of fun characters.
It is fun.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing the next show, right?
So if you want to see all of us.
And that's my birthday show, so come to
27.
Is it really?
Yeah.
We will actually promote it as, for real. But also we're saying it here.
Hopefully I won't cancel.
I thought I might have a conflict because as a big nerd for my birthday.
I hate birthdays.
No, I'm fine with birthdays. But I bought tickets to, like, everyone, like, Overwatch, like, the league for it. The finals are in New York. And, like, a couple months ago, I bought tickets. I was like, why not? Like, a two-day pass. And it's like, there's stuff on Friday, and then it goes over to Saturday. And I bought it for, like, $60, which isn't that cheap. But It's sold out, and apparently they're reselling for like almost $200.
Holy shit.
I don't like Overwatch $160 much, so I'm probably just going to resell those tickets.
And it's at like Barclays or something, yeah. Right? It's like a huge thing.
Yeah, it's sold out Barclays. But the other thing that's funny is like I've sold tickets and stuff before, and I almost always sell them at face value because I just like... Like, that feels so shitty to me.
Yeah.
Like I had to sell some John Mulaney tickets, and I was just like, I would rather sell it to somebody and just be like, oh, nice, I got them for face value, and I got to see a show I didn't mean to. But for Overwatch specifically, I'm like, it's like, you know, there's nobody's like scrabbling together money to go see Overwatch.
I was
like,
it's some
rich tech nerd that's just going to pay out the ass for the tickets, so I don't really care. But
yeah. So, get fuck em. You, gamers.
Yep. After you get to take their money, you can shove them in a locker.
Yeah. Nothing more exciting than like getting like $190 and being like, and then depositing it into your credit card statement. Like, ah, here's some more of the money I spent last month. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Pretty sweet.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, so there's that.
Plugs
this
up top.
Week's this week's been, yeah, plugs up top.
Reverse cast.
Elon Musk memorial plug section coming early. Yeah. I feel like we really scooped everybody on him, like, because now everybody, he's not in the numbers this week.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about him.
Everything that needs to be said has pretty much been said. Yeah, it turns out that billionaire, kind of a prick. I don't know. Yeah.
Dumb
kinda
piece
weird,
of
right?
shit.
Turns out he's kind of mean. He, tried to be nice, and then people were like, and he was like, well, then fuck you.
That's
just
right.
Like, yeah. Why even try?
He went from, I'm going to try to save these kids to... Well, it didn't really work out, but I'll leave it here to, hey, I'm pretty sure you didn't help, and also you're probably a pedophile to one of the guys. So,
yeah.
I have a deep respect for Thai children, and also am suspicious of anyone who lives in Thailand.
Yeah
is that
really,
why
really
it
ran
was?
The gamut. Yeah, because
like some pedophiles like, I hear there's kids in that day cave.
He couldn't find any kids outside.
God, why are you so obsessed with kids? Like, they need to be rescued.
I got some flippers out in my truck. I could swim down there. Like, bring them back.
Timmy fell down the well. It's like, oh, pedophile Jerry is all over the case. Interesting that you know where the kid is.
That is the rule. If you save the kid, you get to keep him.
What, were you following him? Why do you know he's in there? Yeah,
you got to hire Jerry. He's the best private investigator in town. He'll find any kid.
Only, yeah.
Oh,
were you trying to lure him somewhere? Is that how you know he fell into the well?
He knows where all the kids are at all times.
Santa Claus. I've also been...
That's really who they should have called.
I've been I started reading again. I'm pretty proud of myself, but I got it.
Congrats.
I finally gave up, and I got like the books on my phone, and I've been reading the new Stephen King book. But the thing is, like, when it's on my phone, I'm like reading it all the time, like whenever I take a shit or whatever. So I'm like all day at work just like thinking about like the murder of a child that was mutilated. It's hard to like come out of the bathroom and read about that and then just be like, back to social media. Just like, wow. Like,
anyway,
that was a pretty graphic
time to
description.
Do some goofs.
Yeah.
I mean, not all reading is about murders. You
the
could like start reading.
Is,
I mean,
what I'm going to read.
I'm going to say most of the shit I read is about murders.
You're going to read a textbook? You're going to read a, I don't know, a recipe book? I don't know how many kinds of books there are, but I don't like
it's,
any
those
of
those are
them,
the three.
Except for
textbook,
murder.
Recipe, murder.
Murder.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
It. Understandable. Garfield is the fourth kind.
Garfield, yeah.
That was
because there's the one that's different shapes than the rest. That's the they had the long and the long and the short and fat ones.
Yeah, that was also like I made actually for the job I have now. I made the weird decision to listen to the Albert Fish episode of Last Podcast on the Left on the way to the interview, and then I walked into the interview. And was like, hello. Just like.
It's like, sorry,
my...
I'm just thinking about this guy who wrote a letter to this family of this kid he killed about how he ate the kid. Don't worry about it.
Are
also, they found
right?
like a bunch of needles up his ass or whatever.
Yeah, so anyway, what have you been up to lately?
Yeah.
Are you all right? You look ash white. Normal?
Oh, were you listening to it too? Oh, you're just listening to me, like right now.
Yeah.
I do feel like that, like, because I listen to all that, like, true crime shit all the time. And then I'm like, I wonder why I'm, like, sad all the time. Maybe it's because I listen to hours of people
of
recounting horrible crimes in my free time.
But they do it in a delightful way.
I know, it's just, you know when you just want to unwind listening to the tale of the narco-Satanist cult on the cults podcast that you listen to? Because that's what I do.
Did I plug Lords and Ladles on here? I think I did.
I do not know.
That's if you're loving Forge and Fire, let me recommend Lords and Ladles.
It's where they make spoons.
Is this no. Renaissance Fair cooking show?
It's close. Wow. It's in Ireland, and they go to castles, and then they cook a meal that was made in that castle in like 1900. So all the dishes are like lamb aspic jelly and like these awful fucking dishes. And they're all like, they're like oysters suspended in horse hoof. And like all this shit, but they just make these wild, and they're all so Irish that you can't understand a fucking word they're saying. It's very good to fall asleep to. They're just like making weird old food.
That sounds very wholesome.
Yeah.
Not like Albert know. Fish.
Yeah, I'll they have like, I need out. To turn on like the closed captioning. It's like the, it's full on like Brad Pitt's character in Snatch, just like pikey, like, mm-hmm. I like cannot understand it.
I mean, Albert Fish gets kind of a raw deal, like in terms of like,
I'm sorry, what?
In terms of like the pantheon of like the worst guys that have ever been around, you know?
Yeah,
like,
he's up there. He's not, who's worse?
That's what, but I mean, like, he doesn't like pop into your head like a Gacy or like the, an Ed Gein. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he doesn't
yeah.
have like the status.
He doesn't have the Dahmer name recognition that he really deserves.
I think
it's pretty bad.
I think it's because like he existed.
I mean, the taunting is like, it's like people don't want to think about it because it's so awful. It's like, oh, this is bad. This is a bad yeah. guy. Oh man.
I think it was. I think it's maybe partly because he existed. Like life was already so gruesome. Like at that point,
yeah,
that it was like. It was like, yeah, he killed my kid, but my kid had polio.
Yeah, right,
it was like,
right.
It was kind of a mercy. Jesus, no.
Like, I mean, your kid's like, going to die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My kid fell off the gutter into that sludge. You know, we have that sludge that's there.
That
you know.
Sludge problem. Yeah. It just won't go away. It's like waist deep.
It's like
at
before
this point.
The jungle came out. So they're like, yeah. Yeah. Kids are all getting chopped up yeah. in the meatpacking plants.
It's like H.H. Like Holmes, you know? That's like H.H. Holmes. Are like, he killed a ton of people. It's like, it was like, also that same day, like, 40 people suffocated on manure in the street. It's like, oh, all right, well, this isn't as impressive.
Yeah, no, everybody was falling into meat grinders, getting lost in a molasses flood.
Yeah.
Killed in a livestock stampede. Just yeah. like, it was bad, man.
Yeah, it was like, serial killers like almost like, too much effort. It's just like, just wait. They'll get
just
typhoid or whatever.
That's the goal. They didn't like the killing. They just wanted more people to be dead. That's...
Yeah. And everyone's like, try to keep up. Like, we're all dying out here.
It's like a cat in a barn. It's like, well, you know.
Well, on this lovely note. Of...
They are a nuisance.
Oh, humans, you mean? Yes. They are a plague.
Anyway, fellow human here, just talking about how humans can be a nuisance. Yeah.
Quite inconvenient.
Oh, also,
I would say.
Papa John got fired for saying the N word on a conference call.
Yep.
So, yeah. Should we.
Was there like one other thing we were like,
that?
Oh,
should
we need to
along?
Talk about?
Who's, I don't remember whose tweet it was, but they were like, because people were trying to guess, like, what context would you say that in?
Said, he said he was pressured into it.
Yeah. They were like, come
tweeted,
on, Papa John.
Say
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted
say
that it was
yeah.
just.
Say, yeah.
No. Papa, Papa, Papa.
All right.
They all somebody, cheer.
You're fired.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted it was just how he entered the call. He was like, "What's up? It's your like Papa John." And they're like, "Whoa, no."
He's like, "Thank you yeah. for attending this conference call and the N word." And then he hangs up.
Well, it was like a PR firm, so it was like one thing you don't want to do is say any racial slurs. Like, oh, like what? Like, it's like you went right to the worst one, man. You could have said a bunch that wouldn't be like you're immediately gone. But
just a sweaty hand holding a note card with just the N word on. He's like, oh, it's like a pile of them. That's the only thing written.
Steam
on
Steam is coming
them.
Out of his ears.
Yeah, yeah.
Can
yeah.
you think of one thing that you shouldn't be saying? It's like. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. And like in his own head, and then just, he's like,
ugh. Just Papa John taking a Rorschach test, just sweating bullets. Just like, my mom. Like that's not what you see. All right.
Anyway,
go to pizza jail.
Yeah. Apparently, he regrets resigning. So
Sacha Baron Cohen tricked a bunch of idiots, and Papa John said the N word, and now we can go into numbers. I believe.
Other things.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 5.
The Sacha Baron Cohen thing is good, by the way. I just want to.
Oh, yeah. That's
not brushing that aside. At least I wasn't.
If a man comes to interview you and he has the lumpiest face you've ever seen, maybe be like, I'm sorry, is that 18 pounds of prosthetics?
Hey, I just want to confirm that Israeli Frankenstein wants me to say what exactly here? We should give what?
You should just see how far I can go, just like this egregious accent. and just like walking. I want to talk to you about the guns. And
I mean,
like,
that's
yeah, you're right.
That's like what he does. I feel like the test should be if somebody comes in and they look like that and they want to interview you, you're just like, can I just like grab your nose real quick? Yeah. And if it doesn't come off, then I will talk to you.
Let me just, let me just rub spirit gum remover on your face and wait five minutes and then we talk.
See, that nose thing's ironic because that's actually what he did to all of them as well. So he has all of their noses.
That's
still,
true.
And yeah. He's not giving back.
That's what they're writing all the op-eds about how they feel victimized because such
return my nose, sir. Have you no decency? All right. Anyway, let's
number five. Number five is, I feel like we've had a couple stories about ill-fated plane flights on this show, and this one this week is from a flight from Hong Kong, where I believe they were going somewhere else in China, and the pilot decides, you know what, flying a plane's hard. I need to relax a little bit. I'm gonna blast a vape real quick.
We're flying to Shanghai, but I'm gonna take a little a layover in Flavor Country.
Exactly. Take a little detour into Flavor Country.
There's one more cloud in the sky today, folks, and it's right around me. I'm breathing it in.
That's what his dream is, to vape an actual cloud.
Yeah, he's like, right now we're flying through them. I'm about to throw one.
Yeah.
That's the right lingo, right? Throw clouds?
I think it is, sadly.
He wanted to blow a cloud so big, just shoot a giant smoke ring out in front of the plane and then fly the plane through it. That was his
ultimate
dream.
Okay, that would be cool.
That would be pretty cool, yeah.
Pretty sick.
Well, someday. You know.
Not anymore,
not
no.
Not this guy, though.
Not this guy, because this guy, so he really wanted to throw some clouds. But he didn't want the whole plane to smell like whatever he was vaping. We were hypothesizing probably, fruity pebbles, creme brulee, like French toast.
Could be one of those like East Asian like chip flavors, like shrimp puffs.
Ooh, yeah.
Shrimp puffs.
Dude, I love
octopus.
Shrimp puffs.
Those crazy chips are great, man. I wish they sold them in more places. I would totally just go dip into
Which
those.
Which ones?
They have all kinds of crazy chip flavors over there.
Oh, yeah.
I just like the shrimp cracker ones. They have
shrimp crackers.
They taste like they're like powdered shrimp and then like a seasoning on like crackers.
It's like, you know how shrimp tastes like? Yeah, it's like, well,
what if carbs were that?
It's like, okay, well,
I had like a little snack. I think it was a Japanese snack that were like little baby crabs that were like dried or whatever.
Like dehydrated.
Yeah, it was like one of the most unpleasant things I've ever done. It was like someone threw a smoke bomb in my mouth. It was like so bad. It was like, because they're little, and you think they'd be like soft, but the shells are just as hard as a regular crab shell. And then when you finally get into them, there's just this dust that engulfs your mouth. And I don't know what.
See, that's too much dust, but like.
Experience this is supposed to be.
But a little dust is like just some nice flavor coating.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm always.
Neko wafer.
You know when you get like a Dorito that has like a ton of the stuff on it? It's like, I'm going to save that one. You got to dig around.
Yeah.
That guy's going in last.
Yeah, it's like that, but with dehydrated crab innards. It's exactly.
Going in last.
I think this is the problem is the shell. If you took the dehydrated crab innards and you sprinkled them on a nice tortilla chip. Delicious.
That might be pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember what it tastes like. That'll be bad. It was actually really
I've had
gross.
The dried squids so that
like,
are like
those
that
are probably better.
Pretty good. Because there's no shell.
It's like the cinnamon challenge, but for dried crabs.
It's also like the toughness of the shell is such that like you have to bite down so hard that you don't totally know when it's gonna give. So it's
I see.
Also a surprise when it happens and it's so bad.
So
yeah,
this is
sounds
a,
bad
partially tonight. A snack and partially a game of chance.
It was just really bad. Just like, it's just crazy that they did that and then someone tried it and we're like, I got it.
We love these.
Like, great, perfect.
Put them in a bag.
Maybe that's what this guy was doing.
Give them a cartoon mascot.
Yeah.
Maybe he said he was vaping, but he was actually, he took one of those little crabs and like bit into it. And then
the dust filled it.
Spit the dust out.
He was trying to replicate the natural smog of China's air with
like,
his vape.
I like the idea that his vape was crab flavored. Like, that just seems
It's
so
just literal
horrible.
Crab. There's just lump crab stuffed into a fucking vape
chamber.
There's definitely
like sriracha vape. Or some bullshit, right? There's gotta be.
Check it out, bro. I'm doing crab dabs. It's just lump crab meat on a nail, like a hot nail, doing knife hits of crab.
Man.
Just
you like grill it a little bit with the lighter.
Yeah. Doing fajita fajita bombs or whatever. I don't know.
But I feel like you could potentially dab a fajita.
Yeah, I think you could do a dab off a fajita plate.
I'm just imagining a crab actually like doing like the dab
doing a
move
dab.
With like the
yeah.
one big claw in the air and like a littler claw in the front. Yeah.
That's a future of like once weed is completely legalized, like you could go to fucking Chili's, get fajitas, and then after
and
they bring out just like a fat piece of shatter and just so we dab it off your fucking fajita
Shelby has confirmed for us there is Sriracha Vape Co. e-juice. This looks like it's committing both trademark and trade dress infringement. because I don't know if they own. I don't know if
they're
own,
in little sriracha bottles.
I don't know if they own the name. I don't know if sriracha is now a generic term or not because it's
like
a bunch of different sauces. But those bottles are the bottles, and that certainly implies that it's coming
There's
from that
no
company.
There's no rooster on it though.
I'm no expert, but I'm part of the general
a little
public.
Bit. How do you like that? You like the rooster sauce?
Yeah,
the mean sauce.
So anyway, so you can have that, and I guess. It's good for your sinuses. Like I can't seem
Seems
pleasant.
Horrible,
it doesn't
yeah.
seem pleasant to me.
Sriracha,
you know, how, like
sriracha
is spicy.
I don't like sriracha.
You want to put it in your lungs?
That's what the people who live in that town do every
right,
fucking day.
They file a lawsuit. They're buying it for $20.
Yeah, it's filled with.
Just go to that town. Yeah. You save so much money
just
on
go
vape juice.
Be miserable in that.
There's
town.
Just some old white guy on the flight. Just like these Chinese planes are too spicy. It's my dad.
Yeah. So what? So the guy blew the smoke out.
So the guy.
We're getting back to it.
He wants to vape, but he knows he doesn't want to, you know, make the whole plane smell like crab
or
whatever.
Yeah.
And so he turns off the AC, like the air circulation system, which then causes all of the oxygen masks to fall
down. Well, you know, you guys know how like you know how, like they're not there's not like a window open in the plane where
exactly.
the air comes from. You kind of need
you
to circulate the air.
Yeah, I think it's like it's less of like a that's the difference. It's not an air conditioner. It is like a oxygenator. It's what you're doing. You're removing the oxygen from the plane and replacing it with Fruity Pebbles.
So yeah, he basically is trying to like hotbox the cabin because he doesn't want any of the vape clouds to come out.
Hot pit.
And he hot. Yes.
Cock hot?
Yes, that one.
I like the first one was better. I'm sorry, continue.
So when that happens, apparently the plane immediately drops to an altitude where there is oxygen.
Yeah.
And so this guy hits his vape.
How many feet did it drop?
20,000 feet.
It Ooh. Fell 20,000 feet?
It fell, yeah. Drop is a polite way to say fell.
Plummeted.
Plummeted would be the word. That's more than 3 miles. That's quite a bit. You know how long it takes to go 3 miles? Well, this went that in the sky.
How many miles per hour are you going? Is this a math question?
Well, yeah. And so everyone was terrified. And then the guy just, I guess, had to be like, sorry.
And then vapes dropped out of the, in front of everyone's face on the flight. Like it was the oxygen mask, but they were full of Fruity Pebble vape. I mentioned this before, but that creeps me out. Like, I don't know why, but like the people who get the vape flavors that are like Fruity Pebbles are like, creme brulee is a big one because that Juul has creme brulee. Like somebody who wants to like hit a like, creme brulee flavored vape, because if you're vaping you're probably doing it like so many times a day, like hundreds of times a day. It's
not
like,
necessarily
but like
100,
like I just feel like that's
so like it's like sweet treats.
Yeah, that's what I don't know, like it's like you're a big baby treats. It's like
I have one that's
gummy bears
because I'm an occasional vape enjoyer and I have one that's like sort of honey and like floral.
Honey and
it's
floral,
like,
scent,
it's like
that's
aromatherapy
nice.
Kind
yeah.
of. But it
I'm
is
talking
like
about
sweet.
The full like caramel.
The thing that I think is weird is the ones where it's like you have the palate of a 4-year-old. Like why like Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
why that?
That's what it is. It's like a little like it's
You're
like
a grown
if you think
up.
About someone eating like a small piece of cake 100 times a day, it'd be like, what sort of
sour
monster
apple.
Are you? Yeah.
I would
just
probably
Jolly
fuck
Ranchers.
With some sour apple, mate.
Really? Just get like a ring pop.
Yeah.
The bad ones are like
I mean, I like my fancy flower honey vape. Like that's some good shit.
There's also like the stupid like it's always I feel like it's just like scientists that didn't smoke or whatever made these cuz there's always tobacco flavors, but they don't taste
They taste bad.
Cigarettes don't taste like tobacco. Cigarettes taste like smoke and burning.
Like being
and,
cool.
Yeah. But
they taste like making friends and having fun.
Yeah.
But like tobacco vape always is like it's like they just soaked raw tobacco leaf in just water and we're like
it's
this
beer.
Is the beautiful taste like it tastes like you like cigarette juice from Tim and Eric
yes
yeah
it that's what I bet it tastes like is
bad
a tobacco vape
cigarette juice
that good oh yeah
you guys gotta put some more fiberglass in this thing you gotta cut up these lungs
yeah give me some skull flavor
give me some of that
vape
give me some of that I have not done like a tobacco vape to my knowledge in my life.
You ever vape?
No,
not you like vape at all. Like,
nobody's ever given me a Juul and I've ever wanted. Why would I do it? I don't get any out of it. It doesn't get any for me.
Yeah,
I've smoked maybe one cigarette in my life. I've smoked like 10 cigars.
You've been in karma, so you've smoked.
Well, yeah.
They should make a karma vape flavor.
Oh, man.
It's just like secondhand hookah and tobacco.
Right. I mean, I'm lined up now to get lung cancer, even though I didn't even get to do all the cool smoking. And,
did y'all ever
spend all that money?
Did y'all ever fuck with hookahs?
I mean, when I was 18, I remember like my 18th birthday, I went to
every once in a very little while, I'll go to a place.
There was like a friend in college who had one.
Wouldn't do it. Yeah. It's like a place that, like, yeah, my lungs are too weak.
Yeah. But also, like, hookahs still.
I did get one. I have a friend who worked at a hookah warehouse and, like, gave me one. Yeah. And it was like kind of nice. Like you'd sit on the porch and like
come on down to Al's Hookah Warehouse.
Literally, it was called
Exit
like
39A.
But then it got stolen off my porch, and I hope whoever got that hookah is enjoying it.
People who steal off porches are the exact people who love hookah. That's like such a bad place to leave it. Yeah, hookah's weird though, because like vaping is like, I mean, it's debatable whether it leads to like whatever you want, the popcorn long or any things they're looking into, but. Like, hookah is still, I mean, it's water cooled, so it's like easy to smoke, but it's still smoke.
It's just not, as bad, yeah. Like, it just doesn't feel as bad.
So that's the thing
bad.
Is like, somebody who like hookahs extensively, like daily, that's just such a massive
like a
volume
of
smoke to put in your. And of course, they're like, the tar's all in the water. I'm like, no.
Don't think so.
You're not a chemist at all, sir.
Hit me with a THX. I didn't get to experience that last week.
Oh, live.
Oh, yeah.
What a time to be alive.
It's impressive.
Yeah, that's good.
That's really...
Well, we tried.
I mean, for the purpose of what the moon pie originally existed, like to clear the air, it's very calming and long, so it does do that.
I enjoy it. Yeah, it's a good reset. On that note, should we move to the next?
On the note of reset.
Yeah, it's anyway, that guy's dead now. They killed him. So
The THX guy?
Yeah, they strung him up in a Chinese jail.
Number 4.
Hey, everybody. Number 4 here. Kath, get it all out.
Sorry. Yeah,
that one was into the mic.
I'm sorry. God damn it. I've been trying not to. That was a juicy one, too. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, we could hear it.
It was productive, man.
Yeah. It sounded like the beginning of Sweet Leaf.
I saw on Twitter today, and it's probably not real, but it made me laugh. It was like a parrot, and it was like, a stoner owned this parrot, and it only
makes...
You just
saw a picture of a fake parrot.
I got
parrot.
Tricked. Yeah. No, it was like a parrot. It was like this parrot.
It's a parrot that does a Seth Rogen laugh.
This parrot. It's owned by a stoner, and it only makes lighter noises and coughs.
It's owned by Lil Wayne.
Yeah, it was really
funny. That's what he uses for the beginning of every song. Well, speaking of parrots,
Rick
a
Ross
burglar.
Rick Ross has a parrot that just says Maybach music.
Oh.
Dude,
no, do you want to know? Or did you have to say?
What's his name? Fucking the one who dated Khloe Kardashian. He's like from the Bronx. He's a rapper. He's a monkey.
I don't have enough information
Fuck.
To answer this.
Did you date Khloe Kardashian?
Yes. No one knows. He's like a Arab dude, I think.
Oh, French Montana.
Yes, French
Montana.
French Montana. French Montana has a monkey.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh,
he has a pet monkey. It makes me laugh.
No, the voice that says Maybach music is, oh, I can't remember exactly who it is. No, it's
it's a monkey.
It's
a monkey.
No, it's an artist that when she recorded it, she wasn't famous, but it's like...
Yeah, it's
like Rihanna or Cardi B or somebody is the voice saying Maybach music.
Yeah, and they like don't get royalties, whoever it is.
Yeah, well, they're fine now. But anyways, number 4, this is about a burglar. As you can guess, because it's on this podcast, it's not a story about
successful burglar.
Yeah, this is another heist went off without a hitch here on What a Time to Be Alive.
You guys might be surprised to hear that things went awry at some point.
Yeah, hilarity did ensue. So what happened with this burglar? I don't know why. I mean, okay, so this burglar decided to rob a place as they do, and they said, what more of a ripe turkey to pick than an escape room business?
Yeah.
So the one he did,
it's cash business, probably.
I guess.
Maybe.
I don't.
I would say probably not. Not more than any other business. Like,
I don't think people. I feel like it's very weird to pay for an escape room with cash to me. That, if someone paid me for with cash an escape room, I would assume they're going to kill themselves in the escape room
or someone else.
They're like, is there any rope in there?
I'm paying for me and this guy that was sleeping with my girlfriend. Yeah.
We're going to bond.
Give us extra
time. We're going to work out our issues.
Yeah, we're going to work this out.
There's just some weird guy that thinks escape rooms are like international waters. He's like, you can't arrest me at an escape room.
You have to come in and then figure out how to get out with me in custody.
It's
in
the nation of escapia. There's no rules. It's still Staten Island accent.
Yeah. Where was this, by the way?
This was in Vancouver, Washington, which that's confusing because those are two different places.
Yeah,
you
can't
use both. Is it Vancouver or is it Washington?
Uncreative name work by whoever that was. Whoever did it second. Come on.
We need a name for this new town in Washington. Vancouver? You were just in Vancouver.
Yeah.
How about the second thing you think of, asshole?
Well, it's like all the colonies, right? We're calling this one Jamestown. After King James, you suck up, you bitch. It's like, I call this New York. You know, like York? It's like, you guys have anything? You got nothing?
I call it Mommy Town. Mommy.
Because I like
Mommy. New Mommy Town.
anyways, we're the tangents. We haven't seen each other in 3 weeks. The tangents are gonna be wild.
They're pretty brief.
So this guy started off like, I guess, how you sort of rob stuff in general, where he broke it. He went into an adjoining door between like a vacant suite that was next door. So this is classic, you know, like in that movie The Lady Killers that nobody saw, where you go in from like an adjoining place. He digs in. To the escape room.
He digs a tunnel into the escape room.
So. I don't know. Or kicked over a...
Like Bugs Bunny.
I don't know how he
he's looking
got
for
there's like the pile of dirt and
he's
it's
looking,
like a tube.
Yeah.
He's looking for Pismo Beach.
Yeah. And he went all the way down. He curved around a fossil of a Triceratops and then came back up in the escape room. But so he got it. He does this. He breaks in. He ends up in...
Well, he doesn't... Like... There's no reason to go into the actual escape room if you're robbing the escape. They don't hide the money.
What better place to keep the money?
Yeah.
Because then only the people that work there know how to get out fast.
He goes and immediately starts. You have to crack like three fake vaults because it's just like, which of these is for the fucking business and which of these is a puzzle, dude?
I'm starting to think this is a good idea now. Everything about this was smart.
They're like, oh, this is a weird place to keep your business's money in a vault that I have to find runes to get in here. But anyway, so however he got in to the escape room business, I guess he like made a mess or whatever and then couldn't. It sounds like he's very drunk. They don't say that explicitly. But
doesn't it say he like stopped to eat a burrito in the escape room?
That's what I was getting.
Some drunk.
But so he got in there. He did have a burrito with him. He brought it in. He had the burrito. He was probably pretty tired from digging that very long hole.
A little satchel.
I'm just imagining like he's like a little cat burglar and he has like his tools and it's like a coiled rope and some like cables and some like a really tactical knife and then a burrito.
Which he immediately loses and then can't identify among all the props that are lying around. It's like, what? But so
Does it say what kind of burrito it was?
No, it doesn't.
But it was in the morning. Journalism is in dire straits in this country.
Well, it's in the morning, so it might be a breakfast burrito.
Now it's even in a wider range of possibilities.
Burrito?
Breakfast burrito. Those are common.
No, I know, but like, why is this happening in the morning, and why does he need to
bring... Well, it's early morning. It's like 5.
Oh, okay.
You don't break into somewhere during...
No,
working
but
hours.
I was thinking
like
night. Nighttime.
Yeah,
that's what's known as crime time.
Yeah, nighttime. That's that...
5 a.m. is famously known as crime time.
That is true.
Crime time.
The witching hour and then crime time. That's... I go to sleep at the witching hour and wake up at crime time every day. Anyways, this is getting weird. So the man allegedly stole a prop beer, which 100% he tried to drink and was like, whoa, a TV remote and a non-working cell phone. So just props. He stole some props.
Items. He was after items.
Then he sat down, ate a burrito. I guess got so enthralled by this burrito, just really like his whole his whole fucking consciousness was wrapped up in that.
He
tight
broke into the
food log
escape room because he needed a private place to be alone with his burrito.
I guess
sick of having roommates.
Yeah.
and he knew no one can get in or out because so, it's an escape room.
Then they believe he forgot how he got into the space, which, you know, when there's a lot of puzzles and exits, you can't figure out how you got in. And he got scared and called 911.
All right.
And so he's like, I'm in the 1950s. There's a lineup of different gangsters on the wall.
Like, have you guys ever been to an escape room?
No, but I want to go.
No idea. Nope.
Never been.
You don't want to go? You don't want to escape?
I have a friend who works at one, which seems like, very funny.
I feel like all of them, the people that are in them are people I wouldn't want to have to spend like 3 hours figuring out how to escape from a place with.
I don't do well in...
Well, you bring friends. You don't, like...
But you don't get assigned.
You don't queue up.
But every group that it seems like an improv team or something. It's just, like, not very, you know...
Patty's going to go do an escape room solo queue.
Yeah.
That's a weird joke, not for you guys, but...
I feel like...
I'm going to go in there like I'm going to be the eighth guy at a table for eight at Benihana. Like, yeah. It's like somebody's birthday. It's like, oh, yeah, happy birthday. Well,
it would be really funny to do that and then just ruin the time for everybody. Just be the most obstinate person of like, no, I think we should do it this way. And it's
who'd
like
you guys
really
vote for in the election? Just like, what are you doing?
Hey, you guys escape in a room? Mind if I tag along?
I think I have some pretty good ideas.
Yeah.
Pretty good ideas about how to escape a room if you give me a chance.
Do we think he was in the part that you have to escape, or was he just like confused in an office?
I think he got into... I think it may have been only a one escape room business, and it says that he accessed an adjoining door between the... So he did find himself in the escape room. And
the door closed behind him, I guess?
I mean, the escape room, you can't... unlock most of them. You can't unlock it. There's a way to unlock it from outside, or you have to find the key.
That's the whole thing. Is you the only way out is to solve the puzzle?
But like it slammed shut behind you.
He didn't figure out how he got in. They said he pushed over. It was an adjoining door that was covered by lockers that he pushed over. So he like barreled through the door, knocked over the stuff that was covering this adjoining door that existed. I guess he might have, I'm assuming he was fucked up. And my only thought is that he, like, put them back up to cover his tracks and then forgot there was a door behind them. I mean,
he's an idiot.
Yeah.
He is an idiot.
Oh, I'm accepting that part of the thing. I'm just trying to figure out exactly where this went wrong to that degree. It's really.
Yeah. It's like, it seems really just like, hey, I mean, there's not a ton of doors.
You're not going to tell anybody. If we all did
an escape room, how soon do you think we would be fighting? I'm going to say like 4 minutes.
I don't think so.
I love you guys. I'm not good at problem solving in a group.
So we're saying,
I mean, I feel like this is just a how you interact with.
I mean, I can keep it under control in most situations. I feel like I'm bitch in an escape room.
A rephrasing of that question is like, if you guys made me do an escape room, how soon would I be mad at you?
Yeah.
That's pretty much
how fast do you guys think I'd get furious if we did an escape room?
Okay, I want to come
probably
out.
Pretty
can
soon.
I come out now? Can I come out? Let me out. Hey, I know you got a camera or something here. Come on, let me out.
Just like go in and immediately like, I don't like it. Like, all right, well, we're in here. So, okay. So then, this is even the worst. So after calling the cops, then he did escape through the back door, and the cops were just standing there, and they're like, hello?
And he was like, never mind, I got out, and he walks away.
Yeah.
Oh, the back door, like his big revelation. Well,
he's dead now, too. They killed him.
Yeah.
The owners have now installed an alarm system.
Master criminal. He went in there, he ate a burrito, and got his... What was it? A TV remote?
Yeah,
a fake beer.
A fake beer. A TV remote and a fake cell phone. So,
well, we know he also had a real cell phone because he called the police. Did he try to call the police on the fake cell phone first?
He called it on the business cell phone.
I would suggest, yes, he did try to use the fake one because he's trying to cover his tracks.
He was drunk off the fake beer, and then he tried to call the fake cell
phone. It's one of the ones where the buttons are just like squishy, you know, like a kid's phone.
It's full of sweet tarts.
Yeah.
Each time you push a button, it's like one of the Flintstones voices.
It's a speak and spell. He's like a rotary phone, huh?
Something wrong with this phone. Something's wrong with this phone.
Anyways, as to how the burglar did compared to paying customers, Some people make it out, some don't, said the owner. Like, at least make this fun. That's like, anyways, the owner of the escape room's name is Bertrand, which sounds very right.
Yeah, well, I respect that answer. He's like, look, you know, you gotta tip your cap to him. He escaped.
Yeah,
what can you do?
A lot of people die in there. Yeah. So
yeah,
there were a bunch of skeletons with like their jaws that fell off. They've been there for so long.
They have just mining equipment. Old cave skeletons.
Skeleton with a beard.
Just in the escape room, like Montresor. For the love of God. They're like, you can just knock on the door. We'll let you out.
Yeah, no, we're out here. That's the whole point. Okay, well, yeah. Hey, that guy is still at large, I assume.
Number three,
a little bit of lighter news, some animal news here.
A little bit of lighter news.
After that heavy, depressing story here.
Well, in the escape room. We're trafficking a lot of, the light stuff so far has been Albert Fish related.
That's true.
And this guy.
Look, people love true crime podcasts. I'm just trying to get him in
here. We're trying to pivot.
Simple headline from my birthday last Thursday. From NPR.
This is about you?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. A simple headline. Patty has birthday.
This is a birthday gift from the universe to me. A family of woodchucks ate Paul Ryan's car.
Was it a wooden car?
Yeah, he has a wooden car. It was one of those Cherokees that has like the fake wood paneling.
It was
one of those PT Cruisers that has the fake wood paneling.
But the whole car is wood, and where the fake wood panel is actual car.
Yeah, the woodchucks are very sick now. One can only assume.
Cruiser, Paul Ryan Cruiser.
I guess Paul Ryan he had parked his car at his mother's house in his hometown of Wisconsin, and it was there for the winter because she went to Florida. And it was a Chevy Suburban. They don't let him drive because he's like a big shot politician or whatever. So the car is just sitting there, the Suburban. And his mom came back from her trip to Florida, and there was a family of woodchucks in there. And they had eaten all the wiring. So the car was just no good.
They're wire chucks.
So they're...
This is all wrong.
Basically, they turned the car into a woodchuck den at this point.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it's not that they ate his car. It's that they converted it into a home.
It had become an ecosystem. Some beavers threw his Suburban into a river and made a dam. Just like this messed up version of Snow White.
I think this is a reclaimed car, is what's happening.
There's got to be so much shit in there, too, with all those animals living in there.
Yeah. This is like a thing that happens up north.
Unless it's about 200 pounds of shit, it's going to still be less shit than when Paul Ryan's sitting in it.
Hey!
Let's get him.
I think you already did. We got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Teach him to get all those...
Yeah,
to spring for the delicious seats at the dealership.
That smooth leather.
Sugared leather seats.
Can I get the glaze, please?
Can I get these seats in fruit leather?
I was looking around for other, if I can get any more details from other news stories in the NPR run. I found the Fox News one. There is a good detail here. That flavoring might actually have been more appropriate on one of Ryan's previous rides, when he drove the Oscar Mayer Wienerbell one summer as a teen. So there's some things about Paul Ryan I did not know. He used to drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
A wiener driving a wiener, huh?
Who would have thunk it?
That's right. any car
Paul Ryan drives is technically the Wienermobile, if you ask me.
So even when he was a kid, he was handing out bologna.
Hey! Whoa. God damn, y'all are on a roll.
Are wieners made of bologna? Is that where?
But Oscar Mayer makes bologna.
They make bologna. I don't know if the person who drives
the bologna out of the Wienermobile
hands out bologna.
No, that's part of it.
No, you can go to an ice cream truck and get a popsicle. It's the same fucking category.
No, but now I'm just imagining
a hot dog or a slice of bologna.
It's a slice of bologna in like a Ziploc bag, and they just hand it to you.
Yeah, throw
it's
like a
free.
Frisbee out there, cut a kid's head off.
Yeah. So that's cool. I'm glad that something bad happened to him.
It makes me happy. It makes me sleep a little easier at night.
The announcement was made. That was like the story talks about it. He was saying it on stage. He was playing it for laughs because I'm sure he's made a bunch of money now.
He's like, I can afford 9 million.
Yeah,
cars.
I can afford. Yeah,
he was opening for Jeremy Piven at the Laugh Factory.
God, how long till that happens? Very soon.
Jeremy Piven has done Laugh.
No, Paul Ryan. But yeah, no, Jeremy Piven has a better comedy career than all three of us combined, which is exciting. And good. And a good sign of a healthy industry that we work in.
I mean, it's basically just like the circus. Can you get people to come to this thing? That's all it's ever been.
That's true, yeah.
You know, that's all.
Carny shit.
It's all carnies, baby.
Carnies all the way down.
But, yeah, so Woodchucks, congrats and thanks to you, wherever
Woodchucks,
you are.
Woodchucks, you're having the best week ever.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
People can't figure out what this is.
Fuck.
Yeah, what the hell are you
doing? VH1, we've got
an
exciting...
Cut that part.
Yeah. VH1, we've got an exciting new show for you. It stars Eli Uden and Patty F. Tompkins.
Yeah. like I said, woodchucks in general, I guess, just, you ever see a woodchuck? They're pretty funny.
They're like big,
I can't
right?
imagine
they're like big fat guys that just kind of lumber around.
They're like
land beavers, right?
Yeah, and they'll just kind of like sit there. Like, we used to see them in my backyard, like when I was growing up.
I'm going to Google image search woodchuck.
I'll tell you what I've always imagined is just a prairie dog holding a piece of wood. And I was like, that seems right. Kind of a meerkatty vibe.
Oh, they look like, they kind of look like capybaras.
Yeah.
What those are? Yeah. They're kind of cute.
Yeah, look at them. They're pretty good.
I'm glad I'm glad that they're Antifa now because they ate Paul Ryan's car.
Yeah, woodchucks are actually Antifa now.
Also, I like that on the first page of Google image searches for a woodchuck, there's a split screen one of a picture of a woodchuck's face and then Paul Ryan looking sad.
Yeah.
They climb up my little leg.
Yeah, that's true. If only.
If only. Wait, I had a car garaged all
winter. Woodchucks are just groundhogs? That's fucking crazy.
Wait, what? They're the same thing?
The groundhog, also known as a woodchuck.
All right, we need to get this. What? We need to get it together as a society here.
Did you know this, Patty?
I did not know this.
I did not know that either.
That's fucked up.
They're the same thing?
Yeah.
How many more weeks of summer do we get if woodchucks eat Paul Ryan's car?
I like the first suggested YouTube video is controlling woodchucks. It feels like he's just dad, like, with your mind. Woodchuck should be...
But it's like 50 Shades of Grey, but like with a woodchuck. Like there's like a woodchuck tied up, and it's like, I'm controlling you.
You must call me sir from now on.
It's like my sexuality is unorthodox. It's like, is that a woodchuck in there? What the hell's going on in there?
Just a shit ton of woodchucks?
No, it's a groundhog.
Wow. Yeah.
They're the same.
The same thing.
Look it up.
Is that a woodchuck? No, sir, it's a groundhog. All right, then, pass along.
That's a
checkpoint where police check if you have woodchuck in your car.
Which is the hornier name, do you think? Woodchuck or groundhog?
Hog. Gotta go with hog.
Yeah, I mean, groundhog.
I think it's groundhog, probably.
Yeah, you could be like if somebody said that shit, where they're like, Richard's a real groundhog around the office. Like,
you would know what that meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Just chewing on wires.
Falling asleep in people's cars.
Probably having some kind of unpleasant musk. Like, you know, it's like generally.
Yeah, that's such a fun name.
We all know a guy like that.
That's like when they call
those
like
bugs. Just a musky
bugs.
Guy.
Yeah. Like, that's like one of those fun where it's like calling something like a varmint or like a roly-poly bug or whatever, you know?
I don't think I've ever called anybody a roly-poly bug.
Well, no, calling the roly-poly bugs roly-poly bugs.
I do like that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you could be a fucking science nerd or whatever and be like, it's a pill bug. What's their real name? You know
Probably,
what I'm talking about?
It's pill bug.
Yeah, like, look at these pill bugs. Or you could be like, look at that roly-poly bug. Like, that's very fun. And different.
I like that.
Shelby's gonna clip that
voice. look at that roly poly bug.
Yeah,
this is why Eli.
I am inventor.
Was kicked out of bug scientist school. I can't think of what the right
term
is.
Look at that roly poly bug.
Yeah.
Hey
no.
man, look at that roly poly bug.
Working my SNL audition.
It's like you see, it's weird. You don't really have an accent, and then you say that like you're like Cletus from The Simpsons. What's going on? What's going on with that?
My next character is Cletus from The Simpsons. That's so fun. What if you just went into audition for SNL and just did Simpsons characters?
All your characters are just Simpsons voices.
This is Professor Frink.
Gloivin.
this guy's pretty good. Yeah. It's just the guy who does like raps and Family Guy voices. I would not be surprised if he somehow got like an SNL or like Mad TV audition, and then
he's gonna open for Jeremy Piven.
His name is Frank Caliendo. He basically did already. He already was on Mad TV. And those auditions are just Lorne, right? It's just like you and like looking at Lorne.
That's what I've heard.
I know there's other people, but like
there are.
He's basically he's another one like it's like WWE's Vince McMahon. When it really comes down to it, SNL is Lorne, And the United States is now Donald Trump. So it's cool. Yeah. That's how we're... That's,
three powerful people who are all very good.
We're just lining up all these things, and that's how it's going to be.
I saw another wrestling thing this week, and it went how it usually does. I was like, I'll try this, because I saw Kevin Owens get fucking...
Go off the top.
Yeah. And then I was like, I texted Patty, I'm like, what does Kevin Owens thing? And he was like, oh, he's at the top. And I was like, yeah, that seems dangerous. And then he just dove into like rest. I was like, well, yeah, it's a pretty big bump. Anyway, he might do a stretcher job. And I was like, I don't care anymore. Goodbye, bye, bye. Deleting my phone.
I was like, it's okay. He might be hurt. It's like, well, if they say if it's a press release, either he's really hurt or it's fake. It's not clear. Look, that's a key part of this. You can't trust anything they say. And also, it was weird that he was the heel in that thing because he didn't really do anything wrong. He just got bullied for like a month straight.
Melania
Trump came out.
One of my favorite things about wrestling is that everyone associated with it is a known liar. Like, I really enjoy that about it. Like, you can't trust anything anyone says.
Yeah.
Everyone is lying about everything. You can just make stuff up to make it seem more interesting. I appreciate that.
Ric Flair said he had sex with Halle Berry in like 2005.
Yeah.
When he was already like 70 years old. It's like, great. No, you didn't. It's like, yeah, I did anyway. It's like, that, no, we can't move on here. You're saying you... Okay.
Yeah, my uncle had
sex. They called a guy who was like 6'7", 7 feet tall for 2 years.
That just sounds like Tinder. Am I right?
Hey!
Whoa, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're 6'7", you know, I'm assuming you're not lying and adding more inches at that point, right?
6'7" is like, strange to see.
Yeah.
That's like crazy tall. Yeah.
I feel like if you're like... I tweeted this the other day, but it's like no one...
If you're 6'7", you're taller than Michael Jordan.
Yeah, you're like a freak. You're not you're not a normal height.
You should be stopped.
But no one is 5'11". Like, if you say you're 5'11", you're not 5'11". And if you... Like, if you say you're 5'11", you're 5'6". And if you say you're 6 feet, you're 5'11".
There's like a meme... There's a whole meme series of like... Two men that one is like very noticeably taller than the other, and the shorter one says 5'11", and the very tall one says 6'.
Like, no one is 5'11".
Right. Every woman who says they're 5'11" is actually 6 feet and doesn't want to be 6 feet.
I didn't think about the lady version of that.
I have a friend who has that sort of issue.
Who she's like, I'm 5'11".
She used to joke that she was 5'12", like just to not have to say 6.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like...
I feel like being a 6 foot tall woman would be like badass. I get why it's like...
You gotta... And then you're limited. She needed the guy to be taller, you know? So
I know.
Like,
it's like...
setting up a
it's
thing.
It's stupid. People get like, weird about it. Yeah. But it's like...
Also just generally intimidating, I think.
Yeah, that sounds cool to me. Like, I know it's because I'm not.
That's supposed to be scary.
I kind of do. Yeah,
I bully people. It'd be awesome.
Cool to have fangs.
It's just like, I don't know, being like a big Amazon lady.
If I was 6 feet,
like, that's cool.
I could just like shove somebody and it
wouldn't be. I'm not evil. Not evil. I just want to. I feel like that's like pretty badass.
I love how shoving someone is evil.
It is.
Mastermind.
I would never shove. I don't shove.
Just a classic.
I'm just
show.
Rude.
What
were we talking about?
I don't know. I'm so
number
sweaty.
Two.
All right, let's
stop.
Keep it moving.
I'm gonna start doing the like, you know, I'm gonna pick that up as a New York thing. Like, I'm gonna be the guy that carries around a hand towel on my shoulder.
All right, because
I could use it.
Sure.
Tell you what.
I mean, you could do the like, fancy man version of that and just have a handkerchief.
No, it needs to be more absorbent than that. Because I've been using my T-shirt and it's doing nothing, so it's got to be
sweaty.
It's got to be some like some absorbent material, you know. Or I could do the thing where I could just like hang a towel over, you know, hang it over my head.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Yeah, just get a do-rag.
Yeah,
you should just get a do-rag.
Just like, hey man, what the fuck is this? It's like, well, you know.
Oh,
is
that another
is that a terry cloth do-rag?
Another shitty wrestling thing that happened this week was that Hulk Hogan is like good again now. They decided they're letting him back in. And I saw, because, you know, he's a racist that said the N-word a bunch and said he was racist on tape.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone posted a thing from his old restaurant, and they had, like, a dress code for his restaurant, and one of the things was no do-rags. It's like, Hulk Hogan wears a do-rag.
He wears a bandana. It's very different. And I think we all know what the difference is.
Yeah.
It's the fabric. It's what they're made out of.
Okay.
It would be almost like if Hulk Hogan like really knew the difference in do-rag and a bandana. Like, well, it has to loop around twice.
That was one of those things that they said we couldn't wear at my high school, I remember. And I was like, who heard the word do-rag? And I was like, we got to make sure we put that on the list. Because I don't know
of
if you looked
Connecticut
around.
Connecticut high school.
Like, we had kids, but we had like not everyone, not literally everyone there was white, but like, come on. Like, really.
Do-rags were not like catching on.
Yeah,
it wasn't
like
a widespread problem.
Well, we got to stop this thing before it starts, right? Because pretty soon they're all going to be wearing them. They're all going to be saying they're in the Nation of Islam or whatever. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey.
It would be wild if there was like a Nation of Islam faction at your Connecticut high school.
You wouldn't
expect that.
That
would kick ass.
Yeah, like
just a bunch of 14-year-old white boys like really into Nation of Islam.
It's like
you just look the same. They'd still be wearing
jail.
Bow ties.
They would, like, yeah. They'd just be wearing bow ties. They'd eat a lot of like bean pies.
They should be more dressed up because they have to wear this full suit. So it's like true. These guys are, what the hell's going on with these guys?
Why does everybody here look like a ventriloquist?
Who's doing this? Yeah.
Are you all in a barbershop quartet? What's going on?
Do you all have like the alfalfa haircut with the one strand up? Anyways, did we hit the number?
Yeah,
I was sweating so hard
I'll do
I didn't
it again.
Hear it.
Number two.
Speaking of nightmare, which is me in the heat, am I right?
Like a cat?
You in heat? It sounds
like
bad.
Like a lady cat?
Heat.
I'm in heat.
Yeah, I
Watch
need
out.
To be
Eli's
in, like,
gonna try to get pregnant.
My natural
he
fucking.
He sits outside my window and yowls.
Oh,
at
yeah.
night. It's awful.
Yowling. I'm just scraping myself on the couch. It's really, really bad. No, I'm just
Eli's
saying my natural ecosystem that I need. My natural temperate environment is like a thick fog. That's what I want. I want to live in a swamp in a thick fog. I want to. Just be like a werewolf is what I want. Anyways, back to the news.
What's the news, Eli?
I'll introduce this with a hypothetical. Hey, Kath.
Yeah?
You're sleeping. Not now, but hypothetically.
Okay.
What's the number one worst thing that could happen to you that's not a crime?
Thank you for that framing.
Important little
spiders crawling in my mouth is pretty bad.
How many?
A lot.
Filled her up.
You know
they want in there. We all know that.
I mean, we've established that with your story about the bug in the bathroom. That's, all bugs want to go in your mouth.
They're trying to
get
in.
That's an under
that's where all the, that's
part.
Where all the good stuff is.
Yeah, that's an under discussed part of that thing people say where they're like eight spiders a year. You swallow them. It's like why isn't anybody asking why spiders love mouths so much?
Why are spiders trying to get my mouth?
Yeah. Ooh, a little cave, a little wet cave.
Let me check it out. Oh man. Yeah. Big mistake. Well,
then what happens is a spider gets trapped in there and then they have to send other spiders in a submarine.
It's actually very sad.
Or it's a trapdoor spider and it lives in your mouth and then it like sticks its arms out and catches different bugs out of your mouth.
Oh man, you got like a little spider Babadook in your mouth.
We've actually found the worst thing. Though,
yeah. I got a trapdoor spider in my asshole. That's how I. No bugs in your apartment. Oh, let me tell you, I got this whole system. All you got to do is put a trapdoor spider in your mouth.
Okay, so my answer to this hypothetical is a bunch of spiders.
Okay.
Now, why did you ask me that,
let
Eli?
Let me suggest an alternative nightmare.
Okay.
That was experienced by a man in Pulaski, New York.
Okay.
What if just a snake fell on you?
It fell on me?
Yeah, what if just
From
there was
what
a
height?
Snake... From ceiling height, specifically out of, and then it just fell on you.
Out of the ceiling is the worst. That's like terrifying.
Yeah,
you're like zero to snake, like very quickly. It's not like it like slithers up.
I think if you're going to bed and you don't have a snake in your apartment, I think it's generally, I think you're within reason to assume you're not going to be encountering any snakes.
Yeah,
Especially from the ceiling.
And
you're going from full slumber. Bing, bang, boom, fucking Britney Spears music
Full
video
snake.
Right away.
Yeah.
You're writhing, sexual.
I'm imagining it is like this. I'm imagining the snake clotheslines you. Like it falls directly onto your like shoulders and upper chest, and it just is like,
what if it just
hey,
like,
bitch.
Is that your snake voice?
Yeah, that's what they sound like.
Hiss.
Did you say hiss?
Yeah. What if, I think it's the funniest if the snake falls like ramrod straight, just like centered perfectly on your body. So just like
it falls,
yeah.
Tail, like it falls like the long Tetris piece.
The head, of, yeah,
bisects
yeah.
you.
The head of the snake smacks you in the face, and you get sack tapped, and then the tail goes between your legs. Dead straight.
What the
like you stepped on a rake, just like whack.
Okay, this is obviously terrible, but again. It is. This sounds like a very insane thing to say. It is just one snake, so it's like.
Well, how big a snake are we talking here?
6 foot.
That's taller than me a lot.
Pretty big snake
by length.
We got a weight on this snake. You got a poundage in there.
No.
Oh man! Imagine you get like a bruise and someone's
too
like,
much
"What's
for the
this?
Ceiling.
What's this bruise from?"
Yeah, I would say it's. Like, what's it gets that? Away before you notice. Like, what the hell?
What's that that's long stripe of a bruise down down your front?
I feel like, obviously, this is terrible, but it is, like, it's just one snake. Like, you deal with it.
The snake also doesn't want this to be happening.
Exactly.
Ostensibly.
And it, like, probably gets away, it tries to get away.
But that means that it's writhing around a lot, which is not ideal. That seems to add to the nightmare.
Yeah. I feel like this is a...
I'm being attacked by the Kraken, but it's also dry. I don't know what's happening right now.
The best,
it's solvable with, you have a singular goal when this happens to you, and that is to get the snake away.
Yeah, remove snake.
Your objective is to remove the snake.
Exactly. It's not like, oh no, there's like hundreds of snakes in my apartment. Yeah. Like, it's like
remove snake. Like, side mission. Drink water. Like,
no. Get it. No side mission. Yeah.
The other thing about it is that the type of snake it specifically is a boa constrictor. And the other thing that's kind of like great about this is, like, even though this is a nightmare to have a snake fall on you, it's actually way worse to like not have woken, because a boa constrictor, like, they'll slowly constrict you. Like, sleeping is how they fucking do it.
This is the best sleep of my life. I'm so comfortable.
It's like a Temple Grandin.
Exactly.
Situation.
You get the deep pressure touch therapy. That is exactly what I was thinking. Temple Grandin hug machine.
Exactly what you were thinking.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm glad we're on the same page about this. I want to die now.
You know what it was? It was his snake. He uses it to calm down during thunderstorms.
It feels really good until you die. Yeah. Until all your bones break at once.
My dog hates long car rides.
Oh,
so
no.
We have our other snake just boa constricted until it's calmer.
It just gives you a nice like all over stimulation. It's like a weighted blanket, you know?
Yeah, here's some covers that my wife won't steal, right, fellas?
I just think if I were half asleep and a boa constrictor started constricting me, I would not wake up. I would just be like, I love this.
No,
I'm having the best dream.
They do it. That's like how they, you know,
the
they
like mad.
Constrict
like,
you.
Come on, you're not afraid.
But
what's
I like to think it was trying to like sneak in and like constrict him, and then just fell out of the ceiling like a bad
and he's
spy.
Like, God damn
he's
it.
He's like, oh, geez. Oh, God.
You know who he's like? He's like that.
The lady at the convenience store.
Exactly. That we watched with JP McDade.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that would be funnier. It just kind of brought everybody down. About that lady.
It was like that thing.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you guys about my uncle who collected snakes?
Sorry, what?
My uncle collected snakes and...
Collected, like, live, like, he had a lot of snakes
owned
as pets?
Snakes, okay. Yeah. Okay, he didn't have them, like, on a board.
He was like a cat lady, but with snakes.
He dunked on a lot of snakes online.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Bronx Zoo Cobra, you're still posting, bitch?
Bitch.
Owned.
He owned snakes as pets, and he had a boa constrictor, and it got out when I was staying at their house once.
Oh, you have told this story. Oh,
okay, then
it
I don't
goes in the
you.
It goes in the chair, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it was in the bonus. If it was on the, it went into a Lazy Boy, and then constricted all of the mechanical innards of the Lazy Boy into like a lump of metal, and then died. So it kamikaze'd a Lazy Boy recliner.
Mission accomplished.
And then you had to. Then my uncle had to get a snake out of a chair.
I hope he kept the like lump of metal that it made. It's life's work.
It's like when you smash, like when your car gets towed and they just get rid of it. They just smash.
They
it
make
cube.
It flat.
Yeah, they cube the snake.
You get the cube. Or in any number of movies where they contrive a scenario where things end up there. You know how that happens?
Yeah.
It seems like there are a lot more of those in movies. Like there's one on every block as opposed to here, you know?
You know, I...
Here in real life. You ever seen one of those places?
What,
no.
A snake?
That smashes up cars?
No, the car cube
junkyards?
Maker.
Or like the magnet thing
everywhere? Yeah.
You know how there's those magnet things in every small town and all these
things? Yeah. Whenever I'm like, this seems almost like the climax of this movie. Suddenly, out of nowhere, I notice a junkyard. But I was just thinking it would be like, the coolest way, I think, to get rid of a snake would be to pick it up by the tail and then do like a discus style or shot putty sort of like whirl
swing it around.
I feel like if that wasn't in the first Olympics, it should have been the snake throw.
I mean, do you, because you got to standardize, you got to account for the weight of the snake. So do you use the same snake
for
every
person?
Yeah, you go get it.
It's getting all dusty.
I hope that snake is making a good payday.
It's a living.
That's right.
It's the Flintstones.
So what happened to the guy? Is he dead?
Yeah. No, he's not. The man wasn't injured. The snake's been returned to its owner. What?
Call CPS on that guy.
Uncle. His owner, the guy who lives upstairs, obviously.
Yeah, in the snake apartment.
oh man, sorry. It's like, hey, can you like fucking, what the fuck?
It's not
man?
Even like it got out.
Fix
it
the
fell
ceiling.
Through
sorry.
The ceiling.
He likes to explore.
It's got a wandering spirit.
It has a collar on. Just like, oh.
I wish there was a way we could confirm this, but does the guy who owns the snake have a ponytail? We all know the answer is yes.
I think you mean a hair snake.
It's the closest I can get to being one with them.
Yeah. But anyways, God bless that boa constrictor.
Do we know its name? I wish we knew its name.
Rocky Balboa Constrictor?
Sure. All right.
Hit the next number.
Uh-oh. I'll make it work now.
That's not a number.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Okay, so we got one of our sort of heroes here. This guy is really one of the best.
It's Papa John, ladies
it's
and gentlemen.
Papa John. Yeah.
It's not Papa John.
Not afraid. We
this
to fight
is actually
for free speech.
This is pre-taped before the rest of the show. We were just wanting to applaud him for what he said.
Yeah,
okay, so this is guy Carlos Recio, who is a Spanish public servant. He apparently he's working in a some kind of office, archives director in a provincial government in Valencia. He would show up to the office every morning at 7:30 a.m. to clock in using the fingerprint scanner, go home, return to the office at 3:30 to clock out.
Fuck yeah.
He did He was paid 50,000 euros a year, 58 grand a year. He got away with it for 10 years.
Amazing.
Before anyone started saying it.
I mean, it's archives. What did
right.
Yeah,
do?
What do you need? He's,
but like nobody ever needed anything out of the archives.
You take ever. One long bony finger and trace along an old book until someone comes in, and then you take your glasses off and go, yes.
Yeah.
No one's been down here in 50 years.
Oh, I think I have the book you're looking for.
He just like recorded occasional coughing noises and just pressed play.
Yeah.
It's like, it must be the dust from the archives.
I'm assuming. Because this name? Is like a government job, right?
Yes.
So he's probably in charge of like if someone needed a birth certificate from 200 years ago or something like
right.
that.
Right, and no one apparently needed one.
Nope. Or if they did, they didn't need it that bad.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he just puts up a sign that says like out to lunch, but it's like the whole clock is just colored in. He's just like always lunch.
So he was
doing what Sam Tarley had to do. He was like, there's like paper mites in the books. He's got to clean out.
Yeah, so he you would think that if like you did that for that long and you got caught, you'd just be like, yep.
Right, what are you gonna
that's
do?
It.
Yeah.
Instead,
I mean, that's what well, it's like. This is really on you. Like,
this was a good scam for 10 years.
Right.
So
fool me. Fool
that's half a million euros that I've collected.
Guess what I found out? There is a job that you can eliminate quite easily in your organization. I've streamlined it. I expect a bonus.
So he insists that he did nothing wrong. He says, I've only done what they've asked me to do. He maintained that he worked from home.
Okay.
No one can show me a photograph in which I'm in a cafeteria. I'm a man of action. Because those are the only two things you can do where you're supposed to be at work. Either you're in a cafeteria or you're being a man of action on your computer, I guess. He had documentation work out of the office. The work of a slave.
I'm sorry, what?
This is what he refers to it as. Working like a slave means that I work so that others get the fruit of my labor. He's got like weird revolutionary language. This whole thing is like an act of defiance.
I don't think slaves ever got to work from home. I don't think that's part of it.
And they didn't get paid 50 grand a year.
They worked from other people's homes.
Yeah, that was like actually the whole problem. They're like, you work from home, sort of. You also can't leave home. And that is all you get.
There's a lot of great little things here. He's got, first of all, so the authorities investigated and they were just like, apparently this somehow was not a crime. Seems like it should be some kind of theft of services or some kind of defrauding.
Spain's chill, dude.
Defrauding the government, you know? I mean, like, I don't know.
They investigated, they opened the door, and it was nothing but cobwebs.
Yeah.
They're like, huh?
So a ministerial tribunal banned him from holding public posts for 9 years for...
9 years? That's less time than he was cheating with.
Right. And this seems like a pretty fair description.
Just public posts.
Flagrant neglect of the essential duties inherent to the work post.
Yeah, I mean, government would ban you guys from public posts. Am I right?
Yeah.
Stop posting, please.
I mean,
please.
We basically... Okay, cool.
Please stop posting.
I've just been public office, and I was like, I think I kind of did that already.
No, stop public posting, please.
Private posts only.
He really
just post on your private account where you post nudes. That's
friends only.
he really wanted to clear his name. He He said
so. He's protesting this decision.
Well, I think it's over now. But he said he worked from home.
Right.
He had never logged into the corporate network since 2012, despite having his own computer. There was no evidence for his claims that he said he didn't have a desk following a relocation, or that he had been assigned an external project to create an inclusive art center. These are all just things that are very good, like, you know.
I'm just imagining, because, like, I've worked in, I haven't worked, like, in this type of job, but I've worked at, like, state-funded jobs in big bureaucracies, like, in a university system. And, like, there are totally people there where I'm like, yeah, I've never seen the person who is supposed to be at this desk. I can just imagine, like, I'm imagining this dude's, like, fucking Microsoft Outlook email box. Like, just, when you work in, like, a giant bureaucracy like this, it's like, yeah, one out of every three emails just, like, yeah, I'm never hearing from this person. Like, I have no idea what they're doing.
I just want to see the emails. They're like, hey, just wanted to circle back on this. It's been about 12 years.
exactly.
Have you had a chance to look over?
Hey, so my predecessor's predecessor emailed you about this thing I wanted to see.
Just where we were on it.
Yeah.
No rush. Just wondering.
That's cool. I'm up for my pension in like 2 weeks anyway. So like, fine.
I think that is like a thing in offices a lot of times. It's like, just like, because everyone feels like they have to send like emails all the time to like confirm that they're working. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much bullshit that like sometimes there's an email and someone's like, hey, that was like urgent. It's like, well, I get 45 emails a day.
Yeah, yeah. It's because people want like anything. It's, I think a lot of it too is like creating paper trails and stuff, which like makes sense, mm-hmm. but is like impossible to tell if something is.
Yeah, it's like if you're like lawyers, like try like billing hours, right? You have to like display like, oh, here's where I was working, here's what I was doing. People just like email all the time and then do meetings where you have to like regroup like four times a week.
Look, you got to circle back.
Yeah,
you got to circle back. Because if I feel like this is a perfect example, if you don't circle back, maybe someone just didn't do their job for 10 years and no one knew.
Yeah. So he
sounds like the government.
So all right, this is a very interesting man.
Government.
So he had a couple hobbies. Well, no, focus on attempting to clear his name. This is apparently high profile in Valencia. He attempted to use a council venue, so like a public space, for an art exhibition entitled Love for Valencia, The Works of a Man Who Never Worked.
This was while he was still in the job?
I think it's while everything was pending, when they already been found out.
And it was like his artwork that he made?
Four floors of art, including paintings, sculptures, and even a bronze bust of himself.
That he'd done while he was...
I guess.
He just got an unofficial grant from the government to do art.
To just be alive. It also referred to him as, the art show did, as, the, quote, the most slandered writer in modern-day Valencia.
How many people live
in
Valencia?
It turns out it was canceled. Right before it was about to open, it got canceled because they found out he booked the venue using a fake name. So not the best way for that to turn out. He, in addition to the art he was doing, of sort of fine art type, he's also making erotic comic books.
Okay.
Including the popular character Falarella, a busty superhero who hurls flaming Valencia oranges at her enemies.
Man, this guy loves this city.
Direct from the article.
How is that erotic?
I don't know.
That just sounds like a fucked up comic book.
So
he loves his city so much that he made a comic about. He will do everything for this place except work for their government.
The government paid him to draw like hentai for 10 years.
That's
basically. Yeah.
And then also he was running a male brothel out of his home. So
okay. Well,
a gigolos?
Minor note in there.
He had gigolos.
At one point, he threatened to reveal the identities of his clients. Kind of not really cool.
No, don't do that.
Warning, there may have been cameras inside and the graphic information could compromise many politicians. This guy's got a lot going on.
There are a lot of horny lady politicians in Valencia going to gigolos?
Or horny male politicians.
I mean, I feel like there's only like three.
I forgot that there are gay people in the world.
Just like, clip it, Shelby.
Temporarily forgot that gay people exist.
I'm just thinking that if we're talking about
that
scandal,
seems like a larger problem.
If we're talking about scandal, I think you'd be more worried about that than about the other thing.
Yeah.
Just in terms of your politician insight.
I guess I think as you said, I don't, like, gigolo to me, I think of that HBO show. Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah,
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider. I think of the Louis Prima song where he sings about being a gigolo.
Yeah. I doubt. Is gigolo...
I think
is
gigolo
that one
means...
offensive or not?
I don't think it's offensive, but to me that is... Gigolo is like straight.
Gigolo does not appear in this article. So.
Yeah, and I feel like
I'm just trying to justify my heteronormativity.
Yeah, like you can say gigolo because like it's the same way. It's like the same way you can't be racist towards white people because gigolos have all the power, so you can't take them down.
If there is one group of people in this society with a lot of power, it's gigolos, male escorts.
Yeah, they're the top of the. I mean, in a weird, I bet they have blackmail on politics. In Valencia, they almost were.
Yeah.
Except for their king.
The guy who never went to work. Yeah.
The guy who never went to work is like a children's book for like lazy children.
I mean, this guy is like the platonic ideal of like any public servants. Like that guy knew how to get it done. Yeah. By which I mean nothing.
He worked at
the government in that movie Brazil. But it was in Spain.
Based on that, it really just does sound like he does legitimately have blackmail material and like a prominent politician who gave him like
gave him a post
that he never had to come to, and then like 10 years later somebody else figured out and they're like, this guy has been doing his job for 10 years, and then you know whoever this politician was like, what?
Or
well,
like
we better fix this.
Or he got the job and then whoever was his sort of like person that he was covering for doesn't work there anymore or whatever, and he just got grandfathered in. It was like, whoops,
yeah, they got crushed by a boa constrictor, so they're dead.
Hey, where's Renee? Oh, he doesn't come. He works from home. many days
on his own secret project of creating an art center where he doesn't log into our system ever.
He works from home. Where does he live? Do you know that house that there's all that thrusting you can hear at? That's where he lives.
You know the house with all the sexy guys?
Yeah.
Just sexy guys at it.
They're all hanging out on the porch. It's like, what's with that house full of sexy guys?
You know that house where it's like a porch full of like buff men and then also like a bronze bust?
It's like one that's like a cowboy. House. There's one that's like an astronaut. People.
Yeah.
And this is a syndicated article from us. For some reason, it's an article from Australia that was syndicated into the New York Post, I guess because of Fox Corp or whatever, or News Corp rather. But I like the cover art with the article. Sort of unfair is a like basically a Corona ad.
A man in a hammock.
So he was just in a
gigolo.
When he wasn't at work, he was just in a Corona ad. That's apparently what his life was like. No, he was actually running a business. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and, he's a job creator.
Yeah.
The oldest business on earth.
He was
good for him. We salute him.
Business.
Come on the show.
Yeah.
Patty's made a face. Like,
Carlos.
Everyone in any of these stories is always
welcome
on the show.
My Spanish is not that good, so I don't know if I can really.
If you do any of these stories we discussed and you somehow hear this, you are invited to the show. You can come on it and talk about how you got like your dick bit off by a fucking like water snake or whatever we end up talking about.
Speaking of, I was gonna say this earlier, but
your dick up it off by a water snake.
Yeah, guys, I've had a really rough week. I didn't want to tell you about why I had to cancel.
Oh,
let
me tell you. Oh,
Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, that's same as a
dick
up
bit
off
by a water snake. No respect. No, I was gonna say the escape room story came from somebody in the Discord, and I wanted to shout them out. And you said you knew their name, and I can't remember what it was.
I believe it was King Tupperward.
King Tupperward.
Oh, Tupperward?
Yes, it was
might
Tupperward.
Have been Tupperward.
Thank you, Tupperward.
There might be... I'm worried though. I mean, we also a lot of times have duplicates in our story dump and then in the suggestions, so we don't always, like, we're not trying to keep your name out of it.
We're not trying to steal any valor here.
Yeah,
we're not.
No stealing valor.
Stealing story valor. Just trying to steal money from the Spanish government. That's really
absolutely. If someone can hook me up with one of those government jobs,
yeah,
one of those classic no-show government jobs,
I will
for
start
10 years.
A male brothel like that.
Like you would not believe.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best.
And we'd like to thank you for letting us steal a little bit of your time.
Oh no, it's got very NPR
well,
in here.
And now for the plugs, I guess.
Plugs time.
No karma this week.
Karma next week.
Karma next week. Yeah. Well. Yeah. We'll get back to that in a sec. We got the Patreon, as most of you guys know, patreon.com/whattimepod. A lot of bonus episodes. It's good. So check that out. And we're What a Time Pod on most of the stuff. What a Time Podcast @gmail.com if you want to send us an email. Somebody's going to be apparently working at OZY Fest this weekend, which is pretty exciting.
I'm so excited. We'll have a field report. Some
information about that. we'll let you know what's going on with that next week. That's it for me. Eli, you got anything?
No.
I have two shows this week. I have one at the Cherry Tree in Park Slope at 8 p.m. on Thursday. That should be very fun. And then I also have my show Paid Protest, which is a benefit show for, we do it for various DSA working groups. This one on Friday at Mayday Space at 7 p.m. is a benefit for the Socialist Feminist Working Group for NYC DSA. It should be really fun. I'm doing a set. Aparna Cheryl is on it. A bunch of other really funny people whose names are escaping me now. But yeah, that should be a good time. It's we're running the bar, cheap drinks. All the money is going to a good cause. So check that out. Thanks.
Yeah, and like I said, July 27th, we'll play it again next week. Eli's birthday, and we'll all be at Karma, so come through. Okay, well, that's it. We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.